Okay, so I am Nikolai Fabel and I will present WikiRep, which is a framework for applying digital reputations to virtual environments and especially collaborative environments. First I will talk what I mean by virtual collaborative environment, what I mean by digital reputation and what is Wiki. Then I explain key ideas of Wiki, of WikiRep, the structure of Wiki page we use and adoption coefficients, and then some mechanisms to manage the digital reputation. Finally, I will explain some details on implementation if I have time. Okay, so a virtual community is a group of people who communicate by means of information technology. We can say that they communicate by means of virtual environments. These virtual environments can be, some of them are inherently collaborative, which means that the content they create, the knowledge they create, comes from multiple persons. Reputation is a general opinion of public of a community about somebody, but we use it in a more general sense and also apply it to an object, not only people. Like we can have rating or reputation of a document. Digital reputation is a reputation which is measured and which is expressed as numbers. Usually digital reputations come from feedback, so when people read some articles online, they express that do they like it or not, and this becomes the source of this reputation. Of course, the digital reputations provide many advantages, like they allow easy maintenance of the community. You can separate, for example, valuable knowledge from less valuable. You can identify the people who contribute more, etc. Unfortunately, most of available systems have some shortcomings. Like, they usually assume that each object has a single person who is responsible for this object. Like, for an article, there is an author, or maybe a group of authors, but a closed one. The objects are usually independent from each other, and they are usually static. Once you have some post on forum, this post stays there the same. This not always holds in a collaborative environment, because you can have contributions from many people aggregated together, you can have many versions which are very related closely, and you can have a very dynamic content. So we suggest to use some quite simple methods to allocate feedback between authors and between versions, which allows to create reputations in such environments. Now, how do we measure the reputation? How do we digitize the reputation? So, using a single value is usually not enough, because it only allows to have a scale like a good or bad, which is not enough. We actually have to measure like a well-established reputation or a starting reputation. This is necessary, experience has shown us. So we, in our framework, use a pair of two values, value and quality. Value is actually the merit of the object, so it's good or bad scale. And quality is the significance of the value, so it's like a weight. Zero means that the evaluation, this reputation, is not reliable, and one means that it's reliable. Now, I'm not sure that everyone knows well what is Wiki. Wiki is a collaborative editing environment where many people can edit online pages. Like, everyone can come to the site and add some content or delete some content or add some pages. So it's based on pages, like web pages. Each page has many versions, and each version has an author who saves it. Usually you see only the last version, but you can actually access any version which was saved. This concept is quite aged. It was invented 10 years ago. There are very many implementations, about 100 implementations, and about several thousands of installations into the internet. So it became popular recently, but to the best of our knowledge, none of them is using digital reputation. So this is our implementation. We use the base Wiki system and add some modules, some interface, some processing algorithm, and some data storage. I should mention that we have distinct reputations and ratings for the pages and for the users. So this, we have two types, like reputations of users and ratings of page version. Okay, so this is an example of the interface. Basically, we edit this part, which is a visualization of the rating, and buttons to leave a feedback. The basic idea behind this software is to make it as simple as possible so that usual people, not computer people, can use it without much trouble. Okay, now I'll speak about some models that we are based upon. We have to have a model for a wiki page because a simple linear model of versions is not enough. It doesn't capture some very important behavior. We use a tree model, as this is only is quite simple, and it captures the dynamics of page evolution. So this tree model is like each cycle is a version numbered by time. Yes. These relations are based on the similarity. So when a new version, for example, when version 6 is saved, the system determines that it's very similar to version 4 and not 5, so version 4 becomes parent of version 6. This is an example from a real page taken from Wikipedia. This is an article about virtual community. So you can see that the page starts in a linear way, so it evolves gradually. Then we have this deviation, which means that there is some edit conflict. Probably somebody wanted to write something and somebody wanted to write it in the other way. This branch wins, then we have again this deviation, and finally it converges to this more or less linear development. All these single standalone versions are probably vandalism, which is quickly repaired. So this is the thing. Now we have to measure these relations also qualitatively. So we have these adoption coefficients which measure similarity between two versions. They are on the 0-1 scale. For independent versions we assume it to be 0. For 1 it's for the very similar versions, a copy. Basically, this number can come from any algorithm. We use just a text comparison. We don't use semantic aware tools, which should be more accurate because they analyze content. Okay, so this is an example of this adoption coefficient. So this is the matrix of REG. This is the number of versions. This is the full matrix between any and any version. And this is only coefficients which we left for this tree. So this is only parent-child, which is saved on the tree. You can see this edit conflict as this structure here, this coefficient changing. Okay, now the mechanism that we use, first is rate and inheritance. The idea is that since the content is modified very oftenly, the evaluations become irrelevant, and we want to reuse them. So when a new page version is created, it inherits some reputation from its parents. The degree of this inheritance is defined by the adoption coefficients, and the weight is applied to the quality. So the value of the reputation, good or bad, stays the same, but the quality decreases. Okay. Next, algorithm is feedback allocation. So when we have a feedback from a reader, like when somebody reads a page version number 7, for example, and presses a button to leave a feedback. So he likes this version and he says that this version is useful. This feedback is allocated among all these versions on the tree, on this branch, starting from 7 and going up, down in this case, up to the very first parent. And each of these versions receives a fraction of this feedback, and each of the author of these versions receives a fraction of the feedback. This fraction is defined by this allocation factors, which are different for content and for authors. For content, the coefficient should define coefficients are defined in such a way that they characterize the page as a whole. So for the very first, for the page that you click on, the weight is 1, and then it gradually decreases depending on the coefficient. For authors, the coefficients are a bit different because they only measure the original contribution of this version compared to previous. So like we give feedback to the author depending on what he has added to the page. And we have this nice theorem that the sum of these coefficients between a version and another version is 1, which implies that the user can never gain reputation by creating superfluous versions. So instead of creating 2 versions, or 1 version, or 10 versions, he will basically gain the same fraction of future feedback. Okay, now some minor details about how we calculate adoption coefficients. We just compare the text. We divide text into blocks, and then we measure the number of modifications on the blocks. normalize it, and here we get this adoption coefficient. And to measure the reputation, to define this quality, we use a ROC framework, which was developed before, and it is based on statistics. Like if you have a set of evaluations, you assume that they are independently distributed, and you find the probability that this interval will hold the actual mean value, and this probability is a quality. Well, so I come to conclusions. So we try to extend the reputation, the digital reputation, to be used for virtual communities with multi-authored, multi-versioned objects. We have developed an algorithm for it. We have an implementation using Wiki, and currently we are trying to use this system for real purposes in our university. Okay.
Okay, thank you very much for your presentation. Any questions? I have just one short question. How would you see the transfer of this algorithmic part towards an e-learning environment?
Well, I mean, it depends on what particular environment you have in e-learning. For example, you can have this wiki in e-learning, or you can have a forum. It can be transferred to a forum, I think. So it depends on the technical means which you use, like if you use a forum or something else, and then it can be simply moved there.
Business. Okay, all the questions, and thank you very much.